Promise Comes by Faith by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Romans chapter 4, Apostle Paul is sharing after he's already declared that all are unrighteous, that all stand short of what they need to be. But then he brings out the fact that there is God's grace in the picture too. Aren't you glad for that?
Yes.
I mean, God's grace is sufficient for us every day. And when the apostle is writing to these believers in Rome, he wants them to remember both Jew and Gentile come to God the same way. By faith. In fact, the apostle had written, or does write, in Galatians chapter 3, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not a gift of yourself, that not of yourselves is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You ever get stumbled up? And Paul writes these words in chapter 4, especially for the Jewish believers. Because many of them had false ideas about how we're saved. Many of them thought that because they were an heir of Abraham, or a descendant of Abraham, they had their ticket punched, if you will, and they would make it into heaven. Paul has declared that both Jew and Gentile, though, need to come to the Lord, need to trust Him for their salvation, not in something somebody else has already done. And in this chapter, he goes into great detail to show that Abraham wasn't saved by some work he did. It was by the faith that he had in God. And here's the essence of the faith. God had promised to him that he would become the father of many nations. That is, spiritually. And, in fact, that's just part of the problem. Sometimes we get in a hurry, and we don't wait on God. Abraham got in a hurry. Well, I would probably get in a hurry, too. This is pretty close to my heart. My kids are all getting older. And if I'm going to be grandpa, which I'm assured I am already, but God told Abraham that he would be the father of many nations when he was 75 years old. His wife, by the way, was only 10 years younger. She's 65. They ought to have been moving into some retirement center somewhere. Right? I mean, you're getting old. You can't do much anymore. Abraham believed God. And really, that wasn't something that really happened. How many of you hear about 65-year-old mothers? None of you? Huh?
I have my hand up.
You had your hand up.
I have no idea.
What person is this that have a child?
Have what?
Have a child when they're 65.
I don't know. I was reading about it. So I no proof, you know, but...
No proof?
No.
Well,
I
have it on good authority. I have it on good authority that there's one woman that had a baby when she was 90.
Possible, I guess.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Physically, that's not possible. But with God, all things are possible. Now, this whole account here is a trial of faith with Abraham. Are you going to believe what I promise you? Are you going to believe what I say? Sometimes we can get the same way, can't we? I don't think this is possible, God. God knows. God cares all about us. God wants the best for us. But sometimes we think we've got to work out all the details when God's got all the details worked out for us. I'm just saying. Often that's the way we act. But Abraham believed God, the scripture says. He didn't stagger at the promise. He trusted God. In fact, that's what it said down here in chapter 4. I was just looking at it earlier. Chapter 4, verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He looked forward to those children. And remember, he was 99 and didn't have a kid yet. The kid of promise. Oh, he had Ishmael. You know, back in that day, they thought, well, I'll just bring in my handmaid and let her and Abraham have a child for us. That wasn't God's plan. Often we try to do something like that. God, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. You suppose God needs help?
No.
He sure doesn't need my help. I guarantee you. Somebody said, well, that's pastor. That don't make no difference. Right, Gary?
Yeah,
that's right. You pull as much weight as I do. We were just studying this past Wednesday night about three special guys, weren't we? You know, all of us here, do you remember that? The names of those individuals? What were their names?
Moses.
Which one?
Moses.
No.
He could have been on that list, I think. But there's three different people on that list.
Noah, Job, and Daniel.
And God said, I'm going to bring this catastrophe upon Israel. I'm going to destroy Jerusalem. And he says, though those three godly men prayed, they would only escape with their lives. Their prayers would not avail to save anybody else. Guess what? That kind of puts it down in our corner, doesn't it? God wants us to realize, if we're serious with God, if we're honest with God, if we identify with God and say, yeah, God, I'm a sinner, I need your help, I'm going to believe that you're the only one that's going to get me out of this mess. It's kind of like we are in quicksand and we're sinking. And the more we struggle, the worse off we get. And there's no way I could get myself out of that mess. And that's what sin does to us. It pulls us down, down, down. And God has just said in the rest of the book here, where we've looked at, He said, we're all sinners. But God has a remedy. And the remedy is the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, who came into this world to seek and save that which is lost. That's you and me and everybody else in this world, till they give their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. And He makes all the difference in our lives then, from that point on. Praise God. But what we've got to do is believe there's help out there, and there's only one source of help. I can't help you out of your sin problem. All I can do is point you to the one who can help you with that sin problem.
Amen.
And the only one that can help you with that sin problem is Jesus Christ. He make all things good. He'll get you out of the quagmire of sin. Get you headed in the right way. Doing the right things. Honoring the Lord with your life. And so that's what Paul is talking about to the Romans. And in particular, to these Jewish individuals. He said, your relationship with Abraham doesn't make any difference. In fact, Abraham was saved, if you will, had provided for him what he needed, what God promised, even before he was circumcised. Circumcision is only an outward sign to show that something has really happened. Right? A picture of cutting off of sin out of our lives. Abraham believed God, believed what He said, you're going to be the heir, or you're going to have heirs. And he was still 100 years old. Wow. And I recall somewhere back there in Genesis, it said something like, Sarah laughed. Guess how they got their son's name? Isaac means laughter. Never laugh about what God promises. Because the last laugh is going to be on us. Because God always comes through. Amen. He did for Abraham and Sarah. Wow. 100 years old, and they moved in next to the grade school. We're going to have a little boy enrolling there pretty soon. You better enroll in the mental institution. They'd be saying, right? Nothing's impossible with God. Amen. God promised, God delivered. Amen. Abraham believed God, and what does the scripture say? God counted that to him for righteousness. How is a person saved today? By believing God and what He says. Believing His Word. Trusting that His Word is good. I generally like contracts. but I pray that my word will always be good. There have been some times when it's cost me. But I think it's important to do what you say you're going to do. Amen?
Amen.
If you say you're a believer, you ought to live like one. Don't you think? Yeah. If you say you love Jesus, you ought to do the things that honor Jesus and give Him glory. That's what God calls us to do. The Jewish people, though, thought, hey, I'm related to Abraham so many generations back there. In fact, they went to great lengths to trace their genealogy. I've got some in my family that like to trace genealogy. No, I'm related to Uncle Joe and Aunt Susie and, you know, they promised me this or that. God has a much greater inheritance prepared for those that believe in Him today than all those things in this world. In fact, I like to say, my inheritance is out of this world. Because it really literally is. This place is just passing away, just like we are. You know? How long are we going to be here? I don't know. But you know what? God keeps His promises. And if you place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you can be assured that you're going to be with Him one day. But woe to be those who have not made that decision. In fact, the last chapter, we had a couple of woes in there too, didn't we? Yeah. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. God is going to judge, the scripture says, the quick and the dead. That means the living and those who have deceased already. There's a great judging of us all. God wants us to believe upon Him. Scripture says today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to make that right. Relationships are important. We're going to value them. But most of all, we need to value our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a friend that sticks closer than any brother. And if brothers are right with each other and right with God, they've got a good relationship. The Lord Jesus Christ never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you can depend on Him because He is the creator, sustainer, and guider of all of us that believe in Him. Life, I want to say, is precious. We live in a world, let me digress a little bit here. We live in a world that takes life very lightly. Life is precious. And like the psalmist said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at your body, for example. It remakes itself. You get a scratch or a ding. Oh, I can do that real easy anymore. I can brush up against something and it'd be bleeding pretty quick. They say, oh, Pastor, you're getting older. It's a sign you're getting older. That's just a sign I'm wearing out. But people, the good news is God is going to prepare for me a new body. A new place to live.
Amen.
No payments.
Amen.
Does that sound good? No payments. It's already paid for. Everything I need will be provided for. He's already paid the tab to make it possible for me to be there. And all I've got to do is simply believe in Him. Believe what He says, because He always comes through. Never fails. Year after year. He teaches us by His word and by our very world that we live in that He is a God that has everything prepared and in order. My world gets upside down because of people. Does yours? God can put the bright side up. He can help us think right. He can help us do right. He can help us believe the truth. Today we get fed so many lies. We just need to give Him the word of truth. Because the truth will set you free.
Amen.
I love people that stand for freedom. That make it possible for me to do the things I like to do. But the one that really gives true and lasting freedom is Jesus Christ. He'll do that for you. He did it for me. And I'm nobody special. I love when the little kids choose music to sing for their birthday. About 90% of the time, guess what they ask for? Jesus loves me. Some of those little guys that we minister to, and you know, they're little guys to me when they're in their teens. They don't get shown very often the love that they need in their lives. We need to have lots of love for them. We need to pray for them. We need to point them to the one that can help them and be with them when everybody else forsakes them. They need a friend that cares for them. I need a friend too. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. And He meets the needs that I have. Way more often than not, He supersedes the needs that I have. Sometimes I just don't believe enough. We need to pray like Jesus' disciples prayed, help our unbelief. Help our unbelief. I want to believe what You have for me. I surrender my life to You. I want You to work in my life. I know You can make something beautiful out of my life. I've made a mess of it. but you assure me in your word that you can make all things new. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for your word, the promises you have for us. Help us every day have faith like Abraham, that when you make a promise, we know that you're going to keep it. Yes, your word assures us, faithful is he who is promised. Help us, Lord, to claim those promises, to believe that you'll come through, that you'll meet the need, that you'll supersede the need, because you love us, especially when we become your children. Yeah, you love all the children in the world, but you especially love us, and we give our hearts and lives to you. Be with us, bless us, strengthen us, work in us, and change us for your glory. We ask and pray in Christ's name.